This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, hour number 3. What do you think? We do 3 hours of radio every night. 365 days a year, pretty close to it. We occasionally do conventions and stuff like that. We'll always record from wherever we're at and play that. The idea, though, is that if you call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Eastern time, you're probably going to get somebody live here in studio. In studio tonight, it's myself, Chris.
And Ian.
And we have been talking about a bunch of stuff, like we always do. We've been most recently talking about minimum wage, and we've been taking some calls on that.
And why it's a bad plan.
We are in agreement. The minimum wage should be zero, and anybody...
No, it should be a zillion.
It should be a zillion dollars?
It should be a zillion dollars.
How
about a thousand?
Zero?
Let's get more reasonable. $1,000 an hour.
I think I could get by on that.
No, you couldn't.
I couldn't. That's right, because everything I buy would then go up in price.
Yeah, you know, it doesn't...
I can't. It doesn't work.
You don't. It's the funny thing about this is you don't have to think that hard about why this is a bad idea.
If there were a $1,000 minimum wage and it applied to all U.S. workers, how much do you think a bag of carrots, baby carrots, those little ones, you know? So the people that pick those carrots would have to be paid $1,000 an hour.
Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa. In Massachusetts, where they're raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour over the next few years, the wage will remain at $8 an hour for most agricultural workers.
Oh,
according to,
so they're just picking and choosing the winners and losers.
Yeah, what they describe as arcane farm labor laws. But let's get back into is if our caller is still on the line. He was calling about, I think, immigration. And I wanted to continue that conversation if we...
We're going to go back to Tom. Tom in Tennessee, you still with us?
Yes, I'm here.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for sticking around.
Thanks
so
for
please.
Me on.
Yes, sir. So you were kind of driving, if I recall correctly, at the point that you're frustrated by the government mandating all these government benefits programs like health care coverage and all that, and then you've got an influx of people coming in from outside of the United States that are putting an extra burden on these already ridiculous government programs. I don't want to put words in your mouth, but that was my understanding of what you were saying.
Yes, if you wanted to cut it with a blunt knife, that's pretty much it.
Yeah. So if the government were to, and no one's proposing this seriously at a national level, but if this were to happen, if the government gang were to stop providing health care for free and just let the market do it.
Point of order. I'm sorry. The government does not provide health care.
It pays people,
and it requires that we have this sort of three-tiered system where there's the patient, and then there's the middleman, who's mm-hmm. usually an insurance company, and then you actually have the provider. So we have a mandated middleman.
But if the government's programs were ended, which were forcing money out of people's hands and putting them into other people's hands without their consent, if you ended those programs, then would you have an objection to immigrants coming in, sir?
I would still have an objection to illegal immigration.
Why?
That's where the burden is coming from.
What burden?
Mostly. Well, you get somebody that is, quote, illegal. They haven't mm-hmm. gone through the system. They haven't been vetted to come to the country. Okay?
Why would they need to be?
Okay, if they need to be, they need to go through the system.
But why? Why would they need to? What would be the reason for that?
Well, one, we can, as a government, which we both agree, let's just go ahead and get this out in the open. We both agree the government's doing a poor job, okay?
Well, they can't do anything but a poor job. They suck.
Right.
Right. And
well, what do you want them to do?
It's up to us as taxpayers to better the government by who we put in office, correct?
No, I don't want to be a taxpayer. I'm not interested in supporting the state at all. I think they're evil.
So real quickly, do you...
Well, who do you think right now is giving you the freedom to sit there and voice your opinion?
Well, real
you go over to Czechoslovakia.
Okay. No. Honestly,
Saudi Arabia.
Who gives me the
government?
Excuse me, sir.
How do you think it would take them to drag you out through the middle of the street and make an example of
it? So I should thank the government, is what you're saying, for not beating me to pulp?
For being able to have the freedom to sit there and say you don't like them.
Can I offer? Can I? Right, and the government doesn't give us that freedom. And this is a misconception.
Than you would overseas.
Well, it doesn't matter. What I'm saying is the government, the Constitution, does not grant me anything. And it was no
misconception. Free speech.
Wrong.
You're doing right now.
Wrong, sir. It does not. It does not. And just follow me on this. I have a right to free speech because I have an inherent right that I was born with. The only thing that is in the Constitution is the Bill of Rights, which is not a restriction on my rights. It is a restriction on what the government can do. They are forbidden to affect my free speech. Now, that is not saying that I have rights because the government... I can own a gun because the Second Amendment says I can own a gun? No. What the Second Amendment says very clearly is that government shall pass no law abridging... Well, I'm confusing them. I'm getting them mixed up. But the government cannot pass laws that take away my right to self-defense.
But they do it anyway.
They do it anyway. They cannot pass a law that abridges my freedom of speech. They did it anyway. What they understood was these are natural rights.
When have they done that?
It's called the FCC, sir, the Federal Communications Commission.
True. The FCC does monitor what everybody does.
Well, actually, they don't monitor. They only respond to complaints. They don't have enough employees or they don't have listening stations anymore. So look, I get what you're saying. We should be grateful that we have relative freedoms, and I am, okay? I don't want to seem like I'm not grateful for that. If we didn't have those relative freedoms, you're right. This show would not exist at all. No doubt about that.
True.
But that doesn't mean I'm going to sit here and kiss the ring of the oppressors and say, oh, thank you so much for letting me say the things that I say, and I'll just keep my mouth shut about all the other evil things that you're doing. Not you, sir, but the people in the government. All the other evil, violent, horrifying things that they're doing to peaceful people, not just in this country, but all around the globe, as though I should just be quiet?
Well, I'm not telling you to be quiet. Obviously, you're not.
Well, what are you saying?
Your amendment right to free speech. You're doing
it
right now.
Can we just address the fact that the First Amendment doesn't grant me anything?
It grants you the ability to talk and the government not to interfere with it.
It puts a
getting up there and you're talking anarchism and stuff like that.
Well, I have.
Yeah, the government's going to respond.
Well,
that's
please.
Like going into a dog's yard and taking its food bowl away from it. He's going to respond.
that's a good analogy.
I'll give you that
one. The dog does bark and the dog does bite occasionally.
So
that's our government.
Said, have either one of you been overseas, like into Soviet bloc countries, European countries, places like that?
I have been overseas, but I've never been to the Soviet bloc I've never been to Europe. See, now I joined the military to see the world, and I went to Frederick, Maryland. Talk about getting ripped off.
Have you gone over there, sir?
That we open up, I can't really say the company or anything, but
That's
we open up warehouses throughout the world.
Okay.
And in Czechoslovakia, this is just one place I've been recently, if I did not learn how to speak Czechoslovakian and have it in a working fashion that I can go through my day and work with other Czechoslovakians
sure.
and be able to talk to them back and forth, come out of the country in 6 months. Come back. Don't want you here.
Not willing
now,
to speak our language.
Immigrants that are coming in here, do we have that? Do we place that burden on them? Hey, you got to.
So, are you saying you think that this country should be more like Czechoslovakia?
No. I'm just using Czechoslovakia as an example of how bad it is in other places.
Right. So you don't want it to be like
that. Really that bad. You know what makes America bad? is the fact that as Americans, we feel entitled. Oh, we should just get that. I'm an American.
No. All right. We never do this. We never hold people over for a couple segments, but we're going to.
Yeah, if you want, hang on.
On hold. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Business owners, you want more customers? Accept cryptocurrencies. There's people all around you just waiting to spend money at your store. If only you would take it. I know, you've been waiting till someone else makes it easy. Well, good news. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com adds Bitcoin to your point of sale. Totally free. Use the same equipment you already have, now with Bitcoin. And unlike credit cards, there's no fees. Let the guys at HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com bring new customers to your store. HelpMeTakeBitcoin.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. That's our number. That's the number to call and get on the air and talk about whatever you like. But first, I wanted to say thank you to Brian Painter. Brian is an amplifier. He is a platinum amplifier, which means he has pledged to donate $10 a month to help.
Platinum is 25, actually.
Oh, I'm sorry. $25 a month. Wow, that is generous.
It's a lot. Thanks.
Going to make that contribution to our amplifier program. That helps us get on more radio stations, get the ideas of liberty in more people's heads, which we think is a good deal. You can find out more about the amplifier program at amp.freetalklive.com. And we have been talking to Tom, and Tom's got some, I guess he wants to acknowledge that we have these rights and we should be glad that we have these rights. But
Like free speech.
Yeah, like free speech and things like that. And we on Free Talk Live definitely take advantage of having that right. I disagreed as to whether we get that from government or government's just not supposed to infringe on my rights that I have. Anyway, Tom, you're back on.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for keeping me on extra. I know. Yeah. Blocking out a bunch of other people, and this will be our.
You'd be surprised. No, but we're keeping it on because it's interesting and it's a good conversation. And let's come back to the issue of English, because you had brought up Czechoslovakia that you had worked over there. You work with a company that sets up warehouses and manufacturing or whatever, and that Czechoslovakia had a mandate that if you weren't able to speak Czech, some amount of Czech within 6 months of having started working there as a sort of a temporary worker, that you will be temporary and they'll remove you from the country. Is that right?
That is correct.
Right. And, of course, I pointed out that you don't actually want the United States to be more like Czechoslovakia, but no. you expressed some concern that maybe people who are coming here aren't able to speak English. Is that what I was to glean from what you were saying?
Yeah. You know, and I can understand, you know, if I lived in one of those third world countries, I'd want a better life for my family.
Yeah.
But I would. Anybody would. But, you know, as Americans, you know, we've lost our checks and balances due to, you know, us feeling entitled. You know, like we deserve to go to college. A student with a 2.0 average, in my opinion, does not deserve to go to college.
Right.
And I don't think anybody should have their college paid for by force, by taxpayer, you know, mandate or whatever.
Right.
And I think if you were to move to another country, if I were, I'd learn the language. It would make me much more marketable.
You'd make more money.
Oh, heck yeah.
If you could do that. Well, and that's just the thing. And this goes back to what we were talking about with the minimum wage, is that if you just let the market be, instead of having to force a minimum wage down people's throats and force all these regulations that the other guy was calling about earlier, just let the market happen. Let competition happen. And what you'll find out is that the people who are moving here, as you pointed out, Chris, they will desire to learn the language. They will want to learn the language. That is what happens, actually, when you look at generations of immigrants. It may not be as common within the first generation,
right,
but they still do. Second generation, it's super common. And by the third generation, they don't know the original language from whence they come. They don't.
It's not speculative. It's history.
That's the fact. It's a fact.
Right.
It's an absolute fact.
That's what happens.
And, I'm not trying to be mean here, Tom, but, isn't it a little entitled to say that everyone should speak your language?
If you're coming to my country and you're taking a job from an American, yes, you should at least learn the language to be able to function in it.
But isn't the freedom of speech, doesn't the freedom of speech include the freedom to speak in another way that you don't understand?
Okay. You know, that's correct. I can see that point.
Okay.
But in the same instance, should I have to hire people to be translators for people to work in a warehouse that's in America? And their whole job is nothing to do but sit there and translate what I'm telling them. You tell that person, hey, pick up that box and put it right here in this fashion.
So if the government requires you to hire people that don't speak English, I got a problem with that.
Right. Yeah, you should be able to turn somebody down.
Every blue collar job in America, you're going to see a wave of people who don't speak the English language.
Okay, so whose job are they taking?
Earlier, people who work in the farming industry, people who are working in the warehouse industry, people who are working in the carpentry and the housing industry. There's a lot of them out there. I mean,
sure.
It's not...
Thank God they're out there, because that's what keeps our food cheap. I mean,
I like
a
salad every once in a while.
They don't. They don't want.
Right there, that's what I'm saying. Is right there. That's how we go ahead and let the market take control of minimum wage.
So you agree with that? You think the market should control the wage? Do you think that government should abolish the minimum wage?
I'm 100% on letting the market do the minimum wage, but for it to do that, you're going to have to get rid of all the illegal workers.
No, you don't.
You're going to have to make it an even playing field.
No.
Some jobs just aren't worth a lot of money, and fortunately, some people show up to do it. You want to? You couldn't pay me enough to hump water.
If you get hungry enough, you'll go out there and take that $5 an hour job.
Yeah, but I don't have to. Fortunately, I live in this country. And that's not because...
Okay, and why do you not have to take that $5 an hour job?
Because a Mexican migrant worker is willing to take that job. I don't have to worry about...
They pay you by the melon.
Yeah, they pay, and I'm good with that. Hey, Tom, thank you so much for the call, and please give us a call another evening, too.
It's also worth pointing out that this is my favorite story in this area because it was the most poignant one, I think, several years ago now. It was Georgia that was right around the time when Alabama had passed a law cracking down on immigration.
Right.
Georgia also passed a similar crackdown, or they were expected to pass it, and immigrants hightailed it out of there. They're like, all right, well, right. See ya. We'll go somewhere that's a little more welcoming to us, or not as crackdowny, and so they left. Yeah. And literally, food was rotting on the vines out there. You know, for all the claims that, well, they took our jobs, or you know, these immigrants, if it weren't for them, Americans would have these jobs. And the fact is, Americans did not want these jobs. Hard work.
They could not find people to hire. So then, what did they do? They went to prisons.
Oh, you know the story.
Yeah, I do. Yeah. They went to prisons. They tried to get prison labor, and they couldn't do the productivity of illegal aliens.
Most of them walked off the first day. They didn't even finish the day.
Right.
And then the rest of them didn't come back the next day.
Yeah. So I know we want a world where everybody gets a big paycheck, but that's just not reality. I don't know too many people that are willing to clean hotels day in and day out. You know, what do? I go into a room that some couple had a tryst in, and I clean up that mess? No thanks. 855 450 free. We've been talking immigration, we've been talking minimum wage, but we can change the subject and talk about whatever you like, because that's what we do. This is Open Phones Radio. This is Free Talk Live.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com. Have you heard of LibertyCon? LibertyCon is not only a convention with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO and co-founder John Mackey and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith, but it's also unique because you get a chance to network with more than 70 pro-liberty organizations, one-on-one for the purpose of career advancement, business, and internship opportunities. April 3rd through 5th in Washington, D.C. You can learn more by visiting LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on your registration. That's LibertyCon.com.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In USA News for Your Health, the new year brings new rules about vaping and e-cigarettes. The FDA says it will ban most flavors like fruity and mint, popular with underage teenagers, but will allow others to remain on the market. In a related story, U-Haul says in 21 states it will stop hiring people who use nicotine products. The company says the new policy, which takes effect February 1st, is aimed at creating one of the healthiest corporate cultures in the U.S. and Canada. In other news, Secretary of Defense Mark Esper says the United States may take preemptive action in the Middle
Middle East. This in light of the attack on the U.S. Embassy in Iraq at the hands of pro-Iranian protesters and members of the terrorist group Hezbollah, which burned the American flag and threatened to kill all Americans inside the compound. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. That's free as in freedom. 855-450-3733. In studio, it's Chris.
And Ian.
And I wanted to know, have you heard about the cryptocurrency Divi? The next generation wallet is coming from Divi. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divi says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divi, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divi already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divi network. When the new Divi wallet launches, because of Divi's relationship with Western Union, Divi will be in 200 countries, including the United States. Learn more at DiviProject.org. That's Divi.org.
Divi Project or Divi?
God, I'm sorry. DiviProject.org.
Okay.
Be sure to go there. We're going to go to Discord, where we've got Wesley, who's been patiently waiting. Wesley, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, I wanted to talk about the minimum wage, and I wanted to just make a comment, just a side note, I guess.
Okay.
The relationship with the employer and the employee, it could be compared to a consumer and a producer type of relationship. So the worker would be the producer, and the employer would be the consumer.
Mm-hmm.
So
the employer is consuming the employee's labor and using it to their benefit, basically.
Right. They're buying their service, kind of thing. And that makes it kind of similar. Like, when you go to the grocery store, in that case, you're the consumer, the store is the service provider, whatever.
Sure.
So, but in the case of the wait, like, imagine if you went to the store and the store was going to the government and they're like, you know what, it's just immoral that all these customers are going for the lowest prices possible. We need to have a ban on any shoe that's priced lower than $5 or right. something like that.
It's price fixing. It's price fixing right. of labor. And we right. objected and the idea of price fixing with anything. You bring that up with any group, people go, oh, that's a horrible thing. Then why are you doing it with labor?
Exactly. That's exactly the point, is that we can, like, almost, like, when it comes to, I don't know, when it comes to that situation, people are much more easy to recognize, oh, this is just like crony capitalism or something. But when it comes to their own personal lives, and they have a different perspective on it.
Yeah,
and I think it's because they're kind of biased in that sense.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And Chris, that's where you're wrong on this. People won't see price fixing as a bad thing if it benefits them.
They'll choose to call it something else.
Well,
but just the phrase price fixing is horrible.
That's what it is, and if somebody sees the negative sides of price fixing, which of course results in people going out of business and products being exhausted from the marketplace because they're either set too low or they're set too high, no one can buy them or whatever. There's different, you know, ways that price fixing can affect the market. If somebody's benefiting from a low, low, low price that's been fixed by, say, the Venezuelan government or whatever, for instance, the price of gasoline
right.
Very highly subsidized in that country, to the point where it's almost free, from what I understand. I mean, it's ridiculously cheap.
Right.
Those people are not going to oppose, or they're going to support the price fixing.
Well, and
it benefits
they will.
Them.
But then I will bring up the term price fixing with them. Say, so you support price fixing. And they'll say, well you know, in the United States, most people are vehemently opposed to that idea.
I hope you're right. I really don't know if that's true.
I don't know either, but I know it's one of those phrases that generally requires an answer.
What happens?
They have to think about it.
Yeah, well, maybe so, but when you bring up the most common, I would say, the U.S.-based price-fixing example, which is, of course, a disaster scenario where you've had a hurricane hit in Florida or, you know, North Carolina or something like that, and you get these government
the price of milk.
You get these government goons going on the air saying that, how dare these gas stations gouging their customers, charging $10 for a bag of ice. And that's when you get people cheering on those government goons because they want their ice for a dollar, and then everybody goes and buys it immediately, and the people who really need it the most don't get a chance at it.
Absolutely. Wesley, any final thoughts?
Yeah, and I also want to make a little critique. Like, I think one of the show hosts, I can't recall which, but someone said that, well, if the wage was fixed at $1,000 an hour, well, then that's going to lead to higher prices for all the other goods. But I think that's not how it works in my mind. Say, I don't know, the store was going to, like, say they had a pair of shoes that was priced at, like, $5. But now it's priced at, like, $10,000. It's not that people can't afford these people can't afford the shoes anymore, right? So they can't even buy it. And the same thing with workers. So if it was priced at $1,000 per hour, you just have, like, a massive unemployment, so you wouldn't have the inflation effect because.
But the same thing's true. The point is the example is to take it to the extreme
absurd.
Or take it to the absurd to show how the economics is bad. The same things are true at $15, $20, $25 an hour. It just won't be as drastic or immediate as a response. You're absolutely right about what will happen, and the same thing will happen if you raise it to $15. People will be out of jobs. Not all of them, but a bunch of them will.
It may take longer. Hey, Wesley, thanks for the call.
And that happens every time, by the way. It happens if you raise the minimum wage a dollar or if you raise it $5 or whatever, you're going to knock out people from the marketplace who are the least skilled, who are the people who are kind of on the bottom rung of the ladder of economic affluence or influence. These are the people who are going to be affected the most
sure.
by minimum wage increases. And that tends to be, you know, let's say young people who don't have a lot of skills, maybe people of color, for instance, you know, folks like that in those positions.
So, you know, I'm a little bit older than anybody else on this show, but my first job was agricultural. And
really?
I was, you know, can't remember exactly. Well, I worked in my parents' hardware store for a bit, but I wanted to get a job working on a farm and pulling rye. That's what we did out there. You walked through a mile-long field, and you pulled all the rye, which grew higher than the wheat did. Anything that stuck up, you pulled it out. And for that, you got paid $2 an hour. Now, $2 an hour wasn't even minimum wage at that point. But it's what farmers were willing to pay kids to come out and, you know, run around like hooligans.
Otherwise,
and
you're just blowing up mailboxes and crap.
And do a horrible job. I mean, we weren't, nobody was good at it. But they kind of got the job done for $2 an hour, and they got what they paid for. And what I got out of it was experience when no one else other than my parents was going to take me on. You know, if I'm in third, fourth grade, it wasn't easy to find a job.
And that's how old you were, third or fourth grade?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, okay.
Well, I'm trying to think. Maybe, yeah, probably third or fourth year. But that was the idea. It was a job that you could do when you had no other experience. If I had any other experience, I could have applied for something else. But, hey, you got to start somewhere.
And it was good for you, right? Because then it gave you the experience of showing up to work on time.
Yes.
Right? One of the basics.
And for the first time, I had money not coming from my parents' store that I had earned.
That must have been a good feeling.
It was a good feeling. And I won't even go into another girl who ended up pulling rye with her. Now, that is a long, sordid tale I won't go into. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. Coming up on our final segment, but first, I wanted to tell you about ForkFest. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 29th until July 5th for ForkFest 2020 at Rogers Campgrounds in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, also known as ForkFest. And ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers for June 29th until July 5th. What better way to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can simply relax and go camping with other liberty lovers. You can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know about it in advance. You can connect with other ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, ForkFest.party. That's ForkFest.party. And we're going to, let me just double check, we're going to go directly to Discord, where we've got Abby Normal online. Abby, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, Abby.
I want to go off topic, kind of. I hope that's okay.
That's okay. It's Free Talk Live.
It's what we do here.
Yeah. Last night, Mark and Ari and Jay were talking about creepiness. It was a great show, by the way. I really liked it. Anyway, they were talking about creepiness. And you guys know I worked at the vape shop, but I'm a bartender as well. And so, you know, you get hit on quite often doing that type of work. I'm not conceited in saying I'm like, you know, some hot, you know, 10 or whatever, but I'm not ugly either. But anyway, like I still get hit on because that's what happens in that, you know, line of work. So anyway, but there are creepy ones that go in there and make you kind of feel creeped out, but not like in a flight or fight response.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And, I will deal with someone's creepiness because that is how I make my money.
Sure.
Does that make sense?
You'd rather have that person pay for the order rather than get upset and walk out.
Exactly. And so, like, there are times, like, that there's been times in my life that I've been concerned for my safety as a female, but usually it's more of just an annoyance or a lame creepiness. Like, I mean, look at James from New York, for instance. He's kind of a creep.
Dave from New York.
Dave from New York. You're thinking anyway. James from...
Who is also creepy. Dave.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's whoever it was. They're, creeps, you know. But anyway, I was just wanting to bring that up because it was a really good show and I really enjoyed it, mostly is what I wanted to say. But
do you think that these creepy guys that come into your workplace are just... Are they socially awkward kind of creepy to where they just don't know what they're doing and are just screwing it up? Or is it like some kind of negative intention that's kind of creepy?
Most of the time, I would say most of the time it's harmless.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I don't ever feel, there's been times where I have been threatened, felt threatened, not mm-hmm. been threatened, but felt threatened. And it's not necessarily when I'm, you know, they're at work, but you have those times in your life, but I'm sure men have those too.
Sure.
And so my point is just kind of being that I feel like when Jay was talking, he said he felt like he was creeping people out all the time when he was telling the story about him having a gun on his hip or whatever. And these girls showed up and how they were creeped out. I just don't think that that's normal to me. Or maybe I'm just crazy. I just
Hold on, what's not
like
normal?
That
Hold
wouldn't. It just doesn't seem.
No, somebody
it seems
had a
weird
gun?
To me. No, absolutely. That's what I feel like. They were creeped out, and they shouldn't have been.
Well, like, he was.
Or maybe he felt that
they
way.
It might have been from Massachusetts or something like that. I mean,
sure.
Those people aren't. They're not familiar with guns. They don't have any.
Right.
I
forget that.
they're not used to being around them. I'm curious. Of all the times, how long have you worked in like retail kind of establishments?
I actually haven't worked in retail a whole lot more than I have. Like, I've done all kinds of work, but it's all based around customer service.
Mm-hmm. But as far as interacting with the public, how long have you been, in retail, kind of front-facing, public dealing with jobs?
Since I was, 17.
Okay, yeah. And you're what, in your late 20s now?
No, I'm
30-something. Okay. So, has it ever worked? Has a guy hitting on you at the workplace, maybe asking you out, has it ever worked?
No.
No, okay.
Usually.
Usually. Or no?
No.
So you're telling us there's a chance.
What I was saying is, some of them are, it's usually best to keep that at work, because then you have to see him again, and then it's like it would just be awkward.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually better just to avoid it. But
there's never been
a
guy that's come into work and you've been like, man, he's actually pretty cute. Maybe I should go on a date with him.
That's why I was kind of like, yeah, he's hot, but
you wouldn't do it.
Yeah,
though.
I've never. I don't know. I might. I don't know. Who knows?
It hasn't happened
I'm
yet,
not gonna
though.
Say
okay.
I wouldn't.
So, do you think society is just kind of inflated creepiness or social awkwardness into threats?
Right. I think they just think. I don't know. I think a girl just feeling like just because a guy is creepy and socially awkward, that doesn't necessarily mean he's a threat.
Right. But it's hard to tell the difference, though, sometimes, I would imagine, right? Like, because you don't know what their intentions are.
Right. I mean, but do you look at somebody who's just awkward, just really pathetically awkward, and think, I bet given the chance, that guy would rape me. Do you think that way? I think some people do.
I would. Not because of the socially awkwardness, though. I feel more concerned with somebody, like, I know this is going to be so stereotypical and I don't want to do it, but like a frat boy type.
Sure.
Yeah, sure.
I'd be more worried about that, or date rape type of situation.
Yeah. Or if
that.
He had a badge.
More so than a socially, awkward person, but maybe that's just because I'm a nerd and I'm used to
it. Right. I don't know.
I don't know.
It just strikes me that a lot of people are, I don't want to say women, because it can go either way, but,
Right.
A guy who's socially awkward is not immediately a threat, but some people kind of, right. And we had a situation like that sort of in Keene where there was somebody who was socially awkward.
Oh, that's happened more than once.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
but it was a lot of people who wanted to conflate that into, you know, an imminent threat. And I kind of did it the
next. Took it overboard.
Yeah. And I'm not sure if that is just society changing and people's attitudes are changing.
I'm still curious about, you know, getting asked out at work. How often, because it doesn't happen to me, right? Like when I was in retail, it never happened to me.
Right.
How often does it happen? Is it like once a week? Once every couple of days?
No.
Once a month?
No. Not actually asked out. I think for the most part, when I'm at the bar, those ones are more like they're usually drunk and they just want to get laid.
Wait a minute, but just to be clear, when you're at the bar, are these your customers from the store who are seeing you at the bar and hitting on you at the bar?
No.
I'm specifically talking about customers hitting on you while you're at work. You're saying they don't normally get to the point of asking you out. They're just sort of awkwardly hitting on you?
While bartending is what I'm saying.
Oh, you're the bartender. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Right.
I'm sorry. I was thinking
not as a patron.
I was thinking your job at the vape shop, because I know you work at the vape shop.
I know. It's confusing. I'm sorry.
So they're more likely to hit on you while they're drunk at the bar, less likely to do it while they're a patron at the vape shop, is what you're saying.
You've got that liquid courage.
Yeah, but they'll still do it at the vape shop too.
Right.
But it's more at the bar.
But now, is it normally
alcohol makes them?
But is it like hitting on you, like being super interested and, you know, looking at you or whatever, or is it actually asking you on a date? Does it actually escalate to that point?
Not very often. I think that's where a lot of them go wrong, is that they don't know how to actually ask someone out.
You're very correct.
They're just beating around the bush constantly.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I did like Mark's comment last night about you're dealing with that women have every right to feel threatened. He's 100% correct on that.
Well, anybody can feel threatened if that's what, you know, the situation calls for.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for the call.
Right.
Thanks for the call. That's all the time we got for now, but don't worry, we'll be here tomorrow night. Not all of us, but somebody will be here. Yeah, Ian will be here. Give him a call, 855-450. See, it's
you can hit on
Sounds of Nature, changing the world, one life at a time.
You know, I've always been high energy, you know, just going, 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 and I turned 40 last November, and I was tired all the time. Now, taking the balance of nature, I just feel good. You know, I have energy when I get home to still wrestle with my kids and do the honeydews at home. Nice. I can tell that it just restored me to feeling normal, which is great.
Experience the balance of nature difference for yourself. Call or go online now and become a preferred customer, which gives you our best pricing and free shipping. And we'll take off an additional $25 on your first order. This will be a limited time offer, so don't wait. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or go to balanceofnature.com and use discount code FTL.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.